Topic 65. Group Relations. 1. No man can make definite and specialized progress without his brother benefiting, this benefiting taking the form of the increase in the total consciousness of the group, the stimulation of units in the group magnetism producing increased healing or blending effects upon allied groups. In this thought lies, for the servant of the Master, incentive to effort. No man who strives for mastery, who struggles to attain, and who aims at expression of consciousness, but is having some effect, in ever-widening spirals, upon all whom he contacts, devas, men, and animals, that he knows it not, and that he may be totally unaware of the subtle stimulating emanation which proceeds from him, may be true, but nevertheless the law works. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 465. 2. The young people who are now coming in will come into life equipped with a much deeper sense of the group, and with their group awareness much more fully developed than is now the case. The individual and the unit will slowly learn to subordinate the personal goal and the personal pleasure to group conditions and group requirements. From a treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, pages 302 to 303. 3. In every grouping, whether in heaven or on earth, there is always evidenced a tendency by some units in the group to revolt, to rebel, and to show some form of initiative different to that of the other units in the same grouping. From a treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 394. 4. The path of the disciple is a thorny one. Briars beset his every step, and difficulties meet him at every turn. Yet in the treading of the path, in the overcoming of the difficulties, and in a single-hearted adherence to the good of the group, with a proportionate attention to the individuals and their evolutionary development, comes at length fruition and the attainment of the goal. A server of the race stands forth. He is a server because he has no ends of his own to serve, and from his lower sheaths goes out no vibration which can beguile him from his chosen path. He serves because he knows what is in man, and because for many lives he has worked with individuals and with groups, gradually expanding the range of his endeavor until he has gathered around him those units of consciousness whom he can energize and use, and through whom he can work out the plans of his superiors. Such is the goal, but the immediate stages are fraught with difficulty for all who stand on the verge of self-discovery and of becoming the path itself. From Initiation Human and Solar, page 75. 5. Stand ready and watch the heart. It is not easy to love, as do the great ones, with a pure love which requires nothing back, with an impersonal love that rejoices where there is a response, but looks not for it, and loves steadily, quietly, and deeply through all apparent divergences, knowing that when each has found his own way home, he will find that home to be the place of at-one-ment. Cultivate happiness, knowing that depression, an over-morbid investigation of motive, and undue sensitiveness to the criticism of others leads to a condition wherein a disciple is almost useless. Suffering comes as the lower self rebels. Control that lower self, eliminate desire, and all is joy. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 76. 6. Each person in such groups has to learn to work in a close mental and spiritual cooperation with all the others, and this takes time, given the present point of evolutionary development of the world aspirants. Each has to pour forth love on all, and this is not easy. Each has to learn to subordinate his own personality ideas and his personal growth to the group requirements, for at present some will have to hasten their progress in certain directions, and some must slow it down as a service to others. This process will take place automatically as the group identity and integration becomes the dominant thought in the group consciousness, and the desire for personal growth and spiritual satisfaction is relegated to a secondary place. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, page 181. See also, for Group Initiation and Teachings on Initiation, Discipleship in the New Age, pages 241 through 439, and Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 381 through 384, and Initiation, Human and Solar, page 202.